also known as Big Titty Baby,
mm-hmm.
is with us. It's been a long time coming, and we're giving the people what they want.
It's been too long. I should have been your opening episode.
I know. The analytics spoke, and based on our downloads on YouTube and the podcast, you are the most listened to episode that we talk about when you were joining OnlyFans.
No shit.
I'm glad so.
By a large margin. I don't know what that says about us, but I think the consumer is big into females and boobs.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the tits.
Let's just call it what it
no.
is. You're a phenomenon.
Right now.
Huh?
It's like they're covered right now.
Yeah. For the listeners, go to the YouTube video if you want to see more. Tyler, how are you?
Phenomenal as always.
Man, are you excited for this?
I'm ready to see what kind of questions you're gonna ask.
Yeah, this is a weird the way we're doing it. I feel like I'm interviewing the both of you, and you're like not my co-host.
We're literally sitting on a bench, like we're. It's weird.
If you want, I can go sit behind the computer.
No. You got that no. awesome shirt on.
Like that'd be even more weird.
Man gets paid. Okay, should we just get right into it?
Go for it. I'm scared. I don't know what you're gonna
so
ask me.
Excited. Okay, let me see my questions. So everyone knows your backstory already because Tyler and I have already covered it. You're doing OnlyFans now. You hit about mm-hmm. 20 grand in the first month, right?
I think 18.6 was on the month mark or something.
Yeah, but after OnlyFans took their cut.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's this month looking like?
So I honestly stopped for a couple of days because we went home and uh-huh. I wasn't going to be like doing shit like on his mom's guest bedroom. Like, you know, so I was like, maybe I'll
no,
just.
No, you should have totally played that angle.
I know. She has a fucking hot tub. I totally should have taken advantage
you
of that.
You should have played the angle.
I know. Like, oh, I was like, I don't know.
I'm a deviant. I got some ideas. I should direct.
Well, we should. Yeah, you should. So it's at like 22.7 now is today. So. I've done really well that.
2,227 like for
the. No, 22,700.
Total.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's like after they take their cut.
It's like $4,000, I think.
It's $6,000 now is their cut.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So technically, what you're telling me is $4,000 for this month after your first full month.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's still fucking amazing. So
Oh, I know. It's literally been like.
Can you like tell if they. Does it like tell you if they unsubscribe?
Yeah, so like you have up in like the right hand corner, it'll say like your number of fans. Mm-hmm. But it's hard because a lot of people think that like 1 month from the day that I started my account, that's when like people resubscribe, but it's only a month from when like they subscribe to the profile.
Right.
So okay. It like changes literally all the time.
So you did retain a lot of them then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was like 1,200 stayed from like the first month to the next.
So let's just say, obviously. You bumped it. Let's just say you made a flat 20 grand.
Yeah.
The first month. I'm no mathematician, but that's 240,000 in a year. And
yeah.
Obviously tax. Everybody likes to be like, oh, but taxes are going to come out. You're still making fucking bank.
Oh, yeah, right? For sure.
So I hate people that are like, what about the taxes, the gas money? Shut the fuck up. You're making.
Yeah, money. No, it's big.
That's quite a bit. And like I said, I'm no mathematician, but if you multiply that by four, that's $1 million. And we're not even counting in growth.
250,000.
Oh, I'm so stupid. I thought, never mind.
He's saying in 4 years, you could have $1 million.
Yeah, never mind.
If you kept the pace that you're doing. Is what
it and didn't spend.
Apparently she's no mathematician either.
I'm not in college. So.
That's not what we do here. So Tyler, is she your sugar mama?
Absolutely.
There you go. Play it.
No doubt.
But he was my sugar daddy, so
the problem is I'm really bad at being a sugar baby. She offers to buy me lots of things. A lot of things. And I'm not a very materialistic person.
Yeah.
So she offers and I'm just like, yeah, is that a need or a want? So I don't really need anything at the time, but it's nice to know that if I do want something, it can be paid for.
Right. Well, funny enough, Haley, I didn't tell you this. I told Tyler when we were playing Xbox earlier. I did a little research on you, and I...
On me?
I'm a journalist. That's I'm what I scared. Do. Now. I'm Cooper Anderson, Anderson Cooper.
Okay. Did you subscribe?
I thought you were Peter Parker.
No, I don't fucking subscribe.
Oh, Jesus, I thought you subscribed for research purposes. I was like...
Bring me pictures of Haley Sweet.
Williams, bitch.
Don't worry. Listen, I went back through your Twitter feed.
Oh, why?
I went back a full 3 years.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to get anything past when you were 18, even though it's kind of cutting close. But, yeah. What was it?
Oh, no, I'm so nervous.
January 31st. So, wait, hold on. You made 26 grand or 22 grand total, right?
Yep.
Okay. On January 31st.
I didn't know this is.
2019,
mm-hmm.
You posted a picture on Twitter.
My bank account.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly.
How much was in your bank account?
I don't remember. Was it like 6 cents or something?
It was $1.14.
Okay.
This is top-notch journalism. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, also here, I got another one. And Haley, I want to paint a picture. I'm not going to go through all the tweets just yet. We're going to save the episode. Some serious foreshadowing. Your Twitter feed is like a fucking book and there's foreshadowing all over it.
I haven't even gone through in so long.
Haley, you wrote your own story here.
What?
July 31st, 2018, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is quote. I think I'm going to start selling nudes or become a sugar baby because we are rocking single digits in the bank account right now. Crying face.
And the bitch was right.
She was right.
Yeah.
She didn't know how much she could make, though.
She did not.
But let's take a break from the Twitter because I got a lot more to cover. I'm loving this.
That's some wild reflection, though, because I totally forgot about that. But I think I posted a picture on my Finsta that like I literally had like 6 cents in my bank account. And that was like 2 months ago.
You know how many tweets you have on Twitter?
Fuck ton.
2,308.
Damn, that's not actually that high
of us. I don't think that's that high.
No, that's not.
It's not.
My Twitter account was like 14.
Okay, so I've been getting a lot of emails and I've been getting asked this question a lot for when I was going to interview you.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, because, you know.
Yeah.
But, so when are you guys going to do like porn?
That's a good question because I've been asking him and he won't.
You've been asking him?
Yeah.
What about when he gets out of the military? Do you think he'll come around?
Well, earlier today, quote, he said that he needs to start working on his porn bod for when he gets out, so.
Dude, he was hitting the gym hard today. He said he wants to murder his arms.
He hits the gym hard, like, every day.
I was doing shoulders today.
That's
I think he should just put, like, a mask over his face.
See, okay, I talked to somebody on this base that does porn. Because they were talking to me like about my OnlyFans.
Do they want a shout out?
Oh no, I already did on my OnlyFans. And then they put my name like on their Pornhub channel. So but they said he said that when he talked to one of his friends in investigations, they said no face, no case. So as long as your face isn't in it, they can't fucking tell who you are.
Yeah. It's not like
I respect that it's like a gray area.
Yeah, like if I had a lineup of 10 dicks and my dick was one of them, I'm probably not gonna be able to pick out my own dick.
It's not the penis identifier. Because I don't, well, actually, there's probably a lot of people that could identify. But
so many people have seen me naked.
Everyone's seen your dick
too. Yeah.
But on the other hand, I have a lot of identifying features about myself. This is kind of hard to hide.
Why would that be in there? You could do POV, you could hold it.
Yeah.
If somebody's going that hard to try to throw you under the bus, dude, you must have did something bad.
My whole body is a fucking scar.
They make foundation and concealer, bro.
I've been shot 9 times.
That's not true.
Okay, all right.
That has, and he's from New York.
So porn's credit, and it might happen someday. So Tyler, are you open?
Wanting to him not wanting to.
Are you into the porn idea after the force?
Bro, I'm just trying to make the world get off.
I'm just trying to make our bank accounts get off.
We can't change the world until we change ourselves.
Oh my God, that is so true. Fuck. You guys are great. Okay, so Haley, so in case some of our followers and listeners aren't subscribed to you yet, what kind of stuff can they expect on your OnlyFans?
So, good question. Basically, I post every day, usually, but I'll just say that I definitely don't leave anything to be questioned. There's no secrecy in there.
My mind's wandering. So what I need, I more detail for these listeners.
18 and up, I'll tell you that much. 18 and up. X-rated.
So usually just comment and request that people would want, like, just think of regular porn categories, but like.
So hold on. I've dabbled in the OnlyFans, like, barely, but it was like porn stars. Okay.
Okay.
And I remember talking to Tyler on our initial interview about this. We were talking about this when you first started doing it. The agreement was like, it was only like tits, right? Or it was like no vagina, right?
Yeah, that's what it started as.
Oh, but we've evolved?
We've evolved because
Punani
makes the money.
The what does?
The Punani.
Pussy is power.
I'm just going to add, because I had a conversation with before it was off limits. I'm just going to ask. So are we, we got like some solo scenes?
For sure, yeah.
Holy Jesus Christ. And is that like in the main like feed?
So some of it is, yeah. So like I'll do, this is how you make the money. You put like a clip like of it, like of like 4 seconds of the main video and be like, oh, if you want the full video, like personal message me and like you can pay to view it. So you do it like that.
You got your vibrator going. You give them a 4 second preview. Mm-hmm. How much would something like that would you charge in like the messages?
It's different like for each video. So like for something like that, if it was like say like a 5 minute video, it would probably be, so a lot of people charge like they say to charge like $6 a minute, but for a 5 minute video of that, I probably would do like 40.
And
yeah, because if you do it a little bit less than what other people are doing it, then you get more money.
Okay, so let me add this up. So how much is your monthly subscription just for your main feed?
$10.
$10. Is that what you started at?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Still the same.
So how many followers or subscribers do you have?
So the first month on my last day, I had like 1,700. And then I think right now it's at 13 because of the people that like subscribe for that month, and then like every day it changes. So
okay, and then when you, let's say this 5 minute video, it sounds like you've done this one before. how many people buy that for like the 40?
I don't even know if I had to count it, like a fuck ton. I don't even know.
100 out of the 1,700.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Holy fuck.
For sure. So like there's some like message with statistics, so like you can send out a mass message to every single like person on there and like have the picture or video locked and be like, oh, pay to view this, like put like some kind of caption.
Right.
That's gonna make them want to see it. And then it can tell you how many people like unlocked it and paid for it. But I've only really ever sent like two of those because a lot of people don't like that because it like makes it seem like you're begging for money, like too like straight up. Cause obviously like you are regardless, but you don't want to be like too forward.
It's a job, no, you gotta work it, you know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're putting your whole life out there, you know?
Yeah.
Like most intimate shit. You gotta get fucking paid. And they're willing to pay for it. It's worth it when somebody's willing to pay for it. You know what I mean? If they're willing to pay $40, it's worth it to them.
Yeah.
And a couple of people. Okay, so it sounds like some good shit. and evolving. I expect more in the future.
There's some crazy shit.
So is there any collabs coming soon?
With some other girls? Wish. Huh? Okay, so I would collab with girls because obviously, like, I mean, if he would, but he won't. So if it was a girl, I would, but I don't really know anybody that, like, wants to. I mean, I've gotten some messages from some people that, like, are thinking about it, but, like, nobody's full on, like, let's fucking do it. Like,
what do you mean? Like, are you talking, like, I'm like a girl on girl scene? Is that,
yeah.
Like, okay. Are you into that?
I mean, like, am I bi?
No, I don't care.
I'm not. But I mean, if it would make us money, then I don't fucking care.
But would you do, you would do it for the content?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's what I was asking. But I mean, I guess you don't really have to like I'm trying to think of, like, Instagram models. I see, like, you check, like, their Instagram stories. They're constantly posting, like, other girls that, like, go check out her OnlyFans.
And oh, my God. It's those all girls, like, pay them. Too. Yeah.
Like, the bigger girls and whatnot. But I don't know. As far as collabs like that or, like, just, like, having, like, a picture together, not, like,
you. Coffee break for me.
What is it? Coffee break?
Yeah, apparently.
So, like, I'm talking, like, if you guys just, like, took pictures together. Not
yeah, it's not like we had to be, like, fucking and post a video or something. But, yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, if it was, like, a video of us, like, making out or something. Or, like, somebody grabbing my tits or something, you know? Like, it's just, like, little shit. Like, guys literally will fucking nut instantly if they see that. Like, I get so many requests for people to, like, see videos of, like, me with another girl. And I just don't have them yet. But, and I don't know any bitches here.
Get it, ladies. Make that bread.
Yeah, so for any female listeners, hit up Haley if you just want to, like, make out.
Yeah. For the orgy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Tyler and I were talking about the orgy on the last episode, and then you put a Twitter poll up, speaking of your Twitter.
Well, he didn't want to put it up and seem creepy, so he asked me to do it. Because he didn't want to, because it's creepy from him. It is. Because
they're fucking nymphos.
See, we didn't even have the orgy conversation until that tweet, actually. And then we both were like, would you do it? And we were both like, abso-fucking-litly. Like, why not?
You guys are nuts.
I know.
You guys are nuts. Okay, next question. Got my handy-dandy notebook here. I was thinking of these questions all day.
Can you even hear me because he's pouring water?
Well, I what?
Can you even hear him because he's pouring water?
No, is he saying something?
No, I meant, like, can you hear me because he was pouring water?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, cool.
So how long do you see yourself doing this? Is there, like, an end goal? Is there a dollar amount? Is there a time?
No, I want to make as much fucking bread as I can for as long as I can do it without, like, being completely busted. Like, I don't, if I'm, like, super ugly or, like, if I get pregnant again, then obviously, like, I would stop.
I think that was the original agreement is when you got pregnant.
Yeah. Right? So, like, who the fuck knows?
So you're 20 now. When do you turn 21?
Huh?
When do you turn 21?
February.
Dude, there's going to be some crazy shit going on your OnlyFans in February when you turn 21.
We're playing Russian roulette with this pregnancy thing, though.
Oh, for real?
No, cut it out. Come on.
I don't know. We'll see. Who knows?
I'm not an advocate for condoms.
I don't think we've ever used condoms, ever. I don't know. So basically, yeah, we're just risky.
We
must
have some weak swimmers then at that point.
Mm. We have one for the count, so.
Well, hold on. I'm remembering something now. I'm going to take out my phone.
I'm scared.
So you recently had a child.
I did, yeah.
Okay. And let me pull it up here. Like I told you that you wrote your own story, Haley, through your Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And you predict things. So let me read a couple tweets to you.
I'm so scared.
Okay, so this first one was funny, but it was 2 days before the one I want to read you. On November 2nd, 2018, you said, I need a fucking blunt.
That's still the same fucking mood, honestly.
I just thought it was funny. That one got 7 likes. 2 days after that, on the 4th, you said, I have such bad baby fever.
Bro, I did not know that.
Yeah. So here, hold on. Let me see.
When was that, 2018?
Yep, November. So this was 2 months before.
Huh.
You tweeted on September 18th, 2018, I wish my uterus would stop telling me I want a baby because no, you don't, bitch, quit.
Wow.
That one got 4.
Wow. Though.
And then you got pregnant in 19.
I got pregnant in April of 2019.
Yeah. Sounds like you were trying, Hallie.
I mean, he was deployed, so I wasn't.
Okay, and here's another one that's doesn't deal with the pregnancy, but I want you, so you put a poll up on May 26, 2018. Okay, 2018 was a good year for you.
Okay.
I want you to ask yourself this question again. On that May 26th, you said, should I consider a breast reduction? And the options were obviously G cup ass, And the other option was no bitch, own them. Do you remember this poll?
I do.
How did it end?
Obviously, I didn't get a reduction because my boobs are literally
would
bigger.
Would that vote have mattered?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just needed it to validate like my concerns because first of all, I want a breast reduction. I mean, not right now because like they're making money, but at the moment I was like, if people tell me that I don't need one, then like I'll feel better about myself.
Guys, if you're listening, go watch the YouTube video and check out the look Tyler just
gave. What is on there?
He was staring at her talking about a breast reduction. But anyway, so 75% said no to the breast reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Before people said yes, get it.
Huh.
Interesting. That was out of 16 votes. So.
I don't know.
Yeah. Good thing.
I will say it's in my future now. Because my spine is like the letter fucking S. So.
You put the S in scoliosis.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty much.
Okay. So. I don't really know, but like what, give me some like behind the scenes shit of like how you like prep for like a scene or like a shoot or whatever. Like what goes into it? How much thought, how much preparation?
Honestly, not a lot.
Where'd you bring
that from? This, okay, Amazon, it was like $12. It clips to like the table or wherever. And then it has like a spotlight and it holds your phone too.
And this is what you film.
Action.
You film the solo scenes with this?
I do. And it has like three different light settings. It goes lighter and darker. So that's how I do it.
Props.
Yeah.
How much did that run you?
I said like $12, $13.
Oh, you did mention that?
I did. Yeah,
just said 12. Yep.
So yeah, I just use that. That's literally just always like randomly throughout the house, along with like just random ass like dildos and shit. Like I'm pretty sure you just took that off the dining room table.
How many dildos do you want? Oh my god, did you get those after you started OnlyFans for like shit?
Oh, I got this one, but like my other ones I already had. But so not a lot of preparation goes into it, honestly. Like if I have a second and somebody like has a request or I'm just like, hey, I could do this right now, then I just do it.
Okay, yeah, so that was another thing I want to ask you. Talk about requests that you get from people. Like what's and then what are some weird fucking ones?
Okay, normal ones. A lot of people are into like POV, like reverse cowgirl. Like that's like a lot of like people that have that request, you know, like riding a dildo, but like, you know, so that's like one of them.
Dildo on. What are you putting it on?
Well, it's so annoying. That one, literally the suction fucking sucks.
Well, what are you suctioning at too?
Like the floor or like the bathtub, like over the bathtub. If that makes sense.
You're doing reverse cowgirl scenes in the bathtub?
Kind of. I don't know how to explain.
Guys,
it.
Go subscribe.
Yeah, if you were curious how that works.
That's gotta be worth $10. I don't know. That's probably not in the main feed. Jesus Christ, Haley, you're gonna hurt yourself.
No.
It's like on the side of the bathroom.
Yeah, it's like the when you step over the tub, like wall.
Do you like stick it on the wall ever?
I've tried, but it's so hard. That's so hard to do. I don't know how girls do that. Props to them because I can't figure it out. I don't know why. So it's just like, yeah. Like,
I did not know this shit was going this in depth. Holy fuck.
Okay. A lot of people did it.
Props to you. This is a good
app. I got a text like from somebody and they're like, hey, like somebody told me you have like a squirting video on your OnlyFans. And I was like, you're not wrong. But like, also you're not supposed to bring it up because like, you don't know me, even if you know me, you know?
Holy shit.
Yeah. But yeah, so basically just like whenever people have requests.
So reverse cowgirl, what's another popular one? Tyler told me that there was one where guys want you to jump up and down.
Oh my god, that's like every single person. Every single one. Or like, I didn't know this is a thing, but like titty drop videos. Didn't know those things, but basically if you have like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like you just lift your shirt up and your boobs just like fall down. Oh, it's like, honestly, it fucking hurts. I'll just start there, but yeah. So that's another huge one. But there's some weird ass requests on there.
I guess maybe. So. All right, so a lot of titty drops and reverse cowgirl. Okay, so what are some weird ones?
Oh my god.
Give us like two stories or.
Oh, I know one.
All right, yeah.
Let's a couple examples. A lot of people like request to see me pee, which is, I'm sorry, but absolutely fucking not.
One man wanted her to masturbate while taking a shit.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
Are these real or are they just being
No, they're like straight up. He goes, I know this is embarrassing, but like, how do you feel about masturbating while you're like shitting? Would you take a video of that for me? Yeah, exactly my reaction. I was just like, I'm sorry, no. Somebody asked me to lay in the bathtub and like put my legs over my face and pee on my face.
Could you do that?
I could, but I'm not gonna fucking do it. That's disgusting. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not really interested in having urine on my face.
Dude, I thought I was a pretty sexual guy, but these guys got,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I watch standard MILF porn, big tit MILFs. That's
I'm not one to judge anyone on their fetishes because I mean
I just wouldn't do it. The most recent one was some guy asked me to like humiliate him and degrade him for his small dick. And when I mean small, I mean he has a micropenis.
It was legitimately a micropenis.
Like this was the picture and it was like from here up. It was next to his thumb. And I don't know if
that's really... This was like a request gone wrong, if that's even possible.
It wasn't my fault. I had never done this before.
Haley's a very nice person.
I do not like talking to people like mean. I don't like making fun of people, especially not like... you know I'm really sex positive. So like somebody has a small dick, I don't care. You do you. But like he asked me to do it and he was going to pay me to just send him a message. So I was like, okay.
Maybe he was waiting for you to be like, I want to suck that thing.
No, he said, I want you to degrade me and I want you to be like really cruel. And what do you
think? It was actually his dick?
Degrade me, humiliate me and be really cruel.
What'd you say?
Did he send one picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it was actually his? Or it was like,
I think so. I mean, it looked like it. It looked like,
so is that like saved in your messages on there?
No, because he unsubscribed because I think I was a little too mean.
What were you saying?
Oh my God. Tell him what you said. Okay. Bro, I felt bad for the dude.
For all the listeners at home, if you do have a small dick, don't be offended. I got a small dick too.
Don't be offended. It's totally fucking fine.
I felt bad that this dude had asked her to do this. So she's like, this dude wants me to degrade him and be cruel about his small penis. And I looked over at her and I was like, let me do it.
This man's a sociopath. I was like, no, you're literally going to make him kill himself. Like, I was
like, please let me do it. I don't care about the dick size either, but if anyone gives me the chance to roast them and make themselves a target.
And that's why you didn't do it.
I was ready for it. And I'm a target too. People can roast me. I think we have a listener named Gabe that came at me for saying I have a large forehead that can have a plane land on it. By the way, fuck you, you fucking hairy caveman. But anyway, yeah, I was full in ready to roast this individual. Keep going.
But I roasted him instead because I was the one getting paid to do it. So
What does something like that pay?
So he paid me, well, at first he tipped me $10 just to message me. Like a lot of people do that, like to get your attention. Yeah. And then I realized later, I thought it was only $10 at the beginning, but I realized later he sent me another $15 to like send him a message, like insulting him. So I mean, $25 just to send somebody a message, just to type something.
And he subscribed. So you made $50 off the dude.
I slave over t-shirts to make for $20 and they cost me like $5. And
yeah,
I think the listeners would love to hear how you destroyed this man with the cruel request.
Okay.
Roasted him so bad he unsubscribed.
I started off with I asked you to send me a dick pic, not a picture of your thumb, or is there really any difference? Not that mean. That's not that mean. What else did I say? Oh, I asked him if he peed sitting down because okay, see? It's mean.
It was brutal. I felt bad for him. It was worse than I would have done.
I don't know. I think I ended it with something like, I don't think you would ever be able to pleasure a woman or something.
Yeah, that one stings.
Intense, yeah.
Then the dude brought up the fact that his ex
made him watch her get fucked by a guy with a 9-inch dick.
Wait. She made him watch her?
Like a cuck situation, yeah.
Did he enjoy it?
I don't know, because I said, let me know if I'm going too far. Oh, no. Okay. So let's back this up a little bit. I send that message and then he goes, then what is my purpose in life? Will I ever get fulfillment if I can't please a woman? And so I said, I am so sorry. And I was like, please let me know if I'm going too far. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, just let me know. And he said, no, you're doing fine. You can keep going, with a kissy face. So I was like, okay. I mean, I didn't keep going. I didn't. But then he sent that message, and I was like, he sent the message about like not being able to, you know.
Please a woman.
Yeah. And then he said he had to watch his girlfriend get fucked by a guy with a 9-inch cock. And then
that's kind of hard. That'd be tough on a lot of people, I can imagine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Right? Like, I don't know. So I woke up in the next morning.
She sounds like a real bitch though. Let's talk about that.
Right? I mean, I know like it was a very, very small dick.
I'm glad they're exes.
I just want to put something out there too. That might be, it's kind of on topic, it's kind of off, but you are actually, Hunter, a minority in your race.
Why?
You're a skinny white man, correct?
Yeah.
All these skinny white dudes that have been sending her dick pics have
holy shit, horse
monster
cocks.
Fucking wings. I'm telling you, dude, it's
no,
insane.
But they're so skinny.
They look like sticks.
Yeah.
Their bodies are so tiny. Not
it's like ridiculous.
I think so I'm a minority because I have a small dick.
Bro, that's harsh. Speaking, I'm harsh.
Statistically speaking, you should have like
no, I've met a lot monster. Of skinny white guys with like small dicks. So that's not even true.
Well, these kids are
but
from
these guys,
a straight fucking
they're
Amazon
like,
or something.
Like huge. Fucking huge. But yeah.
You ever seen a fucking what are those things called? You know, the
cucumber?
Fucking the roast, like the pork roast things.
Oh.
At like
oh.
The Walmart?
Oh yeah, like a yeah, pork roast, like a pot roast.
Yeah, dude, that's what they look like.
Wow, that's
yeah, I don't even know what to say, man. You got me speechless over here.
Yeah.
Basically
I'm a minority in my around. Race.
Yeah, dude, they made me feel insecure. And I thought I was doing
okay. I don't think it should though, because that shit is terrifying.
I was like, holy hell, man. Mm-hmm. I was like,
yeah, I have noticed from my time on this world, things like boot camp where you got to shower like a million guys and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen some, the smallest guy like in my division or whatever, like short, skinny, white guy, biggest dick.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, what's going on here? Like,
yeah. I don't know why all these white girls have been saying for the end of time, once you go black, you can't go back. Because if you find yourself a skinny-ass white dude, like...
No, I don't think so. What person do you know that has gone black and, like, has actually gone back?
Kim Kardashian.
Any ex of mine.
Kim Kardashian's married to a black man.
Yeah, but she got with Chris Humphries.
Yeah,
so.
I guess so, but
she ended up going
ended
back.
Up back. She ended up home where she belonged, okay? That's what matters.
Oh, you also had a tweet, speaking of telling the future, you had a tweet, I didn't screenshot it. It was something like, it was obvious, but you said Kanye is a psychopath and controlling and Kim is being brainwashed by him. This was in 2018. Did you still
I don't remember that. I was probably drunk. I don't know.
You still stand with that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you had a lot of Khloe Kardashian tweets.
Really?
Yeah, are you bigger than the Kardashians?
Not really. That's
that
weird.
That is a bullshit lie.
Wait, when do I ever watch unless it's just on the TV?
Yeah. God damn.
What do you mean?
You watch the Kardashians all the goddamn
you are
time.
Fucking
sick.
I barely fucking watch TV
oh
to start.
Oh, my God. You were just telling me about the goddamn... Kendall and Kylie fight. Because
it was on the goddamn TV, bro.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God. First of all, he's the one that starts telling me about the episode the other day.
No.
It comes on the TV. You know what? You made a mistake interviewing a married couple. I don't keep up with them super close.
Moving on. Yeah. I don't want to spend too much time on the Kardashians.
Thank Christ.
Okay, so big, big question. I want to spend a little bit of time on this. Can you talk about some like negative feedback that you've gotten? I'm talking from like family, just people on your,
yeah,
like in your DMs on the OnlyFans or like on TikTok or wherever.
Oh my God, I forgot about the TikTok ones. I'll start off with like family and friends and stuff. So, just like I've had like a couple family members message me and be like, hey, people are like showing me shit or like telling me about it, and like it just makes me uncomfortable. Like I don't like that because obviously like they're my family, but in the end they're like whatever, like you do you, I just don't want to hear about it. I haven't really had like any friends like message me about it and say like, oh, like you're fucking disgusting, but I know a lot of people think it, but I just don't really like, give a shit.
But their pockets probably hurting.
Exactly. I just don't care. I don't care. If I don't talk to somebody every day, like, their opinion doesn't matter to me.
It's becoming, like, OnlyFans is, like, so common now. Like,
oh my God, it's so common. It's, like, crazy. People don't understand how fast, like, I don't want to say, like, a sex worker, like, industry, but, like, the sex industry in general is, like, developing so fast that people don't even see it. But,
I'm just shocked at the fact that, like, you can sit there and say that you're happy, like, slaving 8 to 12 hours a day at your 9 to 5 while, like, I don't know. Maybe Haley's work isn't the most, like, appreciated or fucking...
But no, I can literally...
People appreciate it.
Yeah, but, fucking, like, I mean, in, yeah. Like, what's the fucking word I'm looking for? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, it's like, she's gonna get judged, but she stays at home with her child. She watches the kid 24/7, and it helps out me and her. We don't have to worry about what's going on with him at any sketchy daycare or anything.
And it's literally like texting people all day. Like, I get on a couple times a day, and it's like normal, you know? I don't give a fuck.
No, it's awesome. Like, the internet's made, it's bridged it for so many people.
Yeah.
And especially with coronavirus, people can, like, work from home now, but, like,
I think for most people, though, that, like, Haley gets, like, a lot of, like, feedback where it'll be, like, or if they come to me and ask me, they're like, oh, I'm happy that, like, she's doing well, but I would never do that, or I could never let my girl do that.
Yeah, that's actually a huge thing. And I think it's,
like, the fear of involvement and, like, the insecurities and, like, the fear of, like, being judged as well, where it's, like, for me, like I said, not a materialistic person. I'm a simple fucking person. It doesn't take a lot to please me. Or fucking, I'm not going to sit here and, like, fucking, she's not going to go down the street and get fucking railed by somebody.
It just works for us because our, like, relationship, it has such a good foundation that it's, like, we just trust each other so much that it's, like, not even a problem. It's not even, like, a question, you know? So, like, that's why so many people don't understand it.
Yeah, obviously, like a lot of people probably don't understand,
Yeah, but that's another negative thing is, like, oh, like, how does your husband, like, let you do that? Or, like, oh, you're married? Like, that's
Well, you guys are both, it was probably what, you know, initially drew you guys together, you know, some sexual attraction.
Oh, for
and
sure.
You guys are both very sexual people.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, your Twitter name, for instance, is Notorious Vag.
It is. It's V-A-G.
Vag.
That's supposed to be the joke. Yeah, but it's supposed to be, like, you know what I mean.
Like, Notorious B-I-G, Notorious V-A-G.
Yeah,
but it's Notorious Vag.
It is.
Yeah.
You guys are very sexual people, and you're okay with it. And it probably wouldn't work if Tyler wasn't okay with it.
No, but I would never do that.
Yeah.
Like, even somebody asked, they're like, do you know, like, does he know what you're posting on there? Like, he literally, like, can go on whenever he wants and look through anything.
Dick pics with you.
I mean, yeah, I can go through, but, like, I don't really at all.
Yeah.
She'll show me, like, things that, like, people say and, like, some of the requests, and she'll show me how much money she's making stuff. But I kind of just sit back and let that be, like, her own little, like, hobby, her own thing that I don't really want to, like, get involved
with. It's not anything interesting either, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not anything that I don't see in my own, like, private
time. Yeah, Ty, let me ask you, it just popped in my head. So all these guys are, like, paying for the subscriptions and whatnot. They're paying, like, $40 for these, like, message videos or whatever. Does that, how does that help with, like, your confidence? And, like, does that, like, kind of, like, get you off a little bit? Like
me?
Me?
By, like, guys paying, like, to see your wife, like, naked. Does that, like, how does that make you feel?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Good, right?
I don't think he really thinks about that. It's, like, super simple to us. Like, I just feel like it's just, like, a thing.
Yeah.
It's not really, like, you know.
It's just really basic. I'll go upstairs sometimes, and I'll walk by, like, I'll go upstairs to grab my phone charger, and she'll be, like, fucking filming something. And I'll just walk by, and I'll be like, what up? And she's like, oh, I'm just doing a video.
Give me a second.
And then I'll just, like, you know, go back downstairs, and she'll come back, clean up, shower, whatever she does, come back, and...
Like, let's watch a movie. Like, are we watching football?
Like, it's not awkward. It's not anything, like,
no,
different. It's just, like, whatever.
Fuck. Hey, if it works, I mean, yeah, everyone's different. Every couple's different.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think you're going to see, obviously, we've been seeing a lot more people doing OnlyFans now. Another thing, you're in the top, what is it? What percent are you in? Percentile?
Well, it was, I'm so stupid. I shouldn't have, like, stopped doing it for a couple days when we went home. But it was, like, the top, like, 0.38, but now I think it's a top 0.56 or something.
That's still pretty fucking
high. Yeah, I know. It's, like, if you're in the top 1%, like, it basically means you're making money, so.
Yeah, isn't that, like, crazy? Like, so there's, like, out of 100 people, you're like one out of 100 people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty That's much. Crazy. I don't really know, like, I know that I think there's like 400,000 accounts the last time I checked on OnlyFans, so I don't really know.
She might be the most famous person out of our town.
She might be. And
that nobody knows about.
So let me get on the business side of things again, too, because this is how my brain works and where it goes. So mm-hmm. you primarily, it popped off on TikTok, right? Because guys were like, do you have an OnlyFans? You know?
For sure, yeah.
Have you been going anywhere else? Like, yeah, you're not really pushing on Instagram or anything. Just straight TikTok.
No, my thing is like, I don't care if people know, but I'm not like pushing for people to know. Like, I know a lot of people on like some parts of my family would judge me so fucking hardcore. And I don't really necessarily give a fuck, but like, I just don't want that drama. So, I mean, like, I should promote it on my Twitter more. Like, I could do that. But I mean, I don't know. It's just I'm making like enough money from just TikTok. So I'm not really worried about it.
Well, I was talking to Tyler earlier because I got like the Twitch stream set up for the Wingman of the Year and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if you went on there or whatever, it's all guys.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just like funnel them to your OnlyFans from Twitch, because it's all fucking dudes. Like I had my wife get on Twitch the other day. She was playing some Spyro and whatnot, and I was giving her a test run. I'm like, you're doing Twitch, kind of forcing mm-hmm. her to, but she liked it. And there was one guy in there watching her play Spyro for 4 fucking hours.
Damn.
And he was loving it, just like talking to her and whatnot. Mm. And I don't know, it's kind of funny.
That's
but
the
I'm
thing
like,
though, is that's too like another huge request is people like wanting like the one-on-one like and like yeah. video chat like more personable, but like I don't do that just because like I don't know, it kind of makes me like uncomfortable, but
right,
I can totally see that being like a thing.
Yeah, I think that's what I would do. I would try to get every fucking dime.
Oh my god, so many people ask me, they're like, oh, like will you FaceTime me for like 10 minutes for like 50 bucks?
Oh yeah, that'd be awkward, fuck that,
right? Like I can't
face to face or is one
thing. Exactly, I don't want to do that.
Shit,
a lot of people ask me to do like live videos on there too, which I haven't done either, but I should. I mean, I don't know.
You haven't gone live at all?
I've talked about it. No, I want to, just because, like, you can set, like, a limit of the money, like, the amount of money you want to make in a night. So, like, you can do, like, a 10-minute live with, like, a $30 entry fee.
I was actually thinking about asking. I didn't think you would. I was going to see if you wanted to go live on your OnlyFans while we did this. I don't know if it'd fuck up your content, though, or whatever.
I think...
Or it'd be out of place.
I don't know. I mean, first of all, I look disgusting right now. I don't think people really give a shit about me unless, like, my body is out, you know? I know that sounds, like, really shallow, but it's, like, true.
I mean, I'm sure, I bet some people, if they want to talk to you for 10 minutes, mm-hmm. I'm sure they want to know who you are. But I'm sure some people just want
to... I'm scared. I feel like it's going to fuck up, like, if I do go live. Like, I don't want, like, the first time to not be me, like, you know? Something like that.
No, here, you know, that's why I didn't ask. I was thinking that same thing. I didn't my feelings either. But we got to get Tyler going here. You know, we got to get he's got to be making 20 grand a month, 20 grand a podcast.
We could be making so much money if he would just fuck me on there. I'm telling you. So many requests. Every single time somebody subscribes, hey, do you have any like boy girl content?
You don't think the guys, if you were live right now, would be like so jealous of Tyler right now?
Oh.
Like, you begging him to fuck.
I know they would. I know. I don't know.
Jealousy is such an ugly trait in a human.
What is?
Jealousy.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tyler.
Yeah.
You're not getting off scot-free. So here we go. I went through your Twitter, too, based off...
Oh, what? Come on, now.
Well, it's not bad, but it goes with the shit. It was... Haley retweeted these. This one might be, I think it's tied for maybe your most likes of all time. I think you were deployed. It was December 28th, 2018. Damn. All I want is to come home to America, pet my dogs, get drunk. That was in all capitalized. Get drunk, and then slap my wife's fucking tits around with summer hits of the 90s bumping in the background. That's a mood.
That's a whole ass mood.
that's basically what happens every time he gets drunk.
And
I was talking about the music. I was talking about the music.
Oh my god. About to get me arrested.
I was talking about the music.
Oh wow.
My wife's foot.
Yeah, hot in here. Woo.
You said slap my tits around.
Jesus, yeah, but I didn't want people to get the wrong idea. I get drunk and I just start smacking it up.
Okay, he listens to 90s music every time he gets drunk.
Who doesn't? Seriously. Okay, Haley, back to you. Another tweet. It doesn't have to do anything with sex, but I just really enjoyed this tweet. Okay. And I got 10 likes on it. I was one of the likes.
Thank you.
The time was October 20th, 2018. Like I said, great year for you. My favorite part about picking up cat shit from my yard is I don't own a fucking cat.
Dude, that pissed me off so much. I swear to God, this, I don't know when or fucking where it came from, but every fucking day I'd walk outside and there'd be cat shit right in my back door. It was in Utah.
Cat shit's all worse than dog shit.
No, it was full on cat shit. Okay? It was too small to be a dog. I don't know. I saw a cat in my yard like a couple times, but.
Okay. I only got a couple more here. I know what one I want to end on. So just two short months ago, you tweeted, Haley, there's wet pussy afoot. what the fuck does that mean?
I think it just means I was horny.
A foot?
A foot, like around.
No, I get what it means. But you were talking about your pussy in the third person.
Yeah.
Like you're fucking Jack Sparrow. Like there's wet pussy afoot.
There was.
My goodness.
About that.
Wow. May 13th, 2018. This is you, Haley. Ty about to get in these guts. Eyes emoji. And then the emoji.
Oh, that's because I went to Utah for like a couple days.
You guys are horn dogs. Let me see what else. Okay, I got two right here. On June 28th, 2018, you tweeted, Haley, RIP to all those nose rings lost during sex.
Oh my God, bro. I literally bought a pack of like 26 on Amazon the other day because I'm so sick of it. Like I'm just, I literally just come out of my fucking nose. I don't know where they go. But they're probably going to be gone in a fucking month.
They got to be in the pillow.
I don't know. They disappear.
Tyler tweeted on the same fucking day. Oh, you know what? Hold on. It just makes sense to me now. It's the same day, and Tyler's tweet came first.
Okay.
So Tyler tweeted, I just murgalized my wife's vagina. It was awesome.
Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah.
And then after that, you tweeted the RIP to the all the nose rings lost during sex.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You must have killed it. Let's see here. Let's see. No comment on that one, Ty?
Murgalized?
Yeah.
That's usually the common, like,
that is.
That's what happens, so.
That's a word that I like to use a lot for a lot of things.
Okay. Okay, Ty, so I want you to pay attention to this one. This is the last one, okay?
Yep.
And I'm really going to put you on the spot.
I'm scared.
Well, Haley, it was your tweet.
Oh, no.
So, Haley, Notorious Vag 22, tweeted on August 19th, 2020, at 1:25 in the morning.
Oh, I know what this is.
Tell me why the fuck I was just mid-gluck on Ty's dick. And this man starts to grab his Xbox controller.
Oh.
So I ask him if he's really going to play right now. And he has the audacity to say, I don't know. You have me in a pickle. Like.
Ungrateful ass.
Girls, girls, it really do be bros before hoes.
It is. It's a tough fucking world.
And Tyler caught a lot of heat on that. And.
As he should have.
Let me see. And he left you a note in the morning on a Dunkin' Donuts bag with a coffee. It says, sorry for not having sex with you and playing Xbox instead.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Bro, if I'm literally like halfway down my fucking esophagus on your penis, don't you think you'd be like, hey, maybe like, let me just take a break quick, guys.
He can't even take a break off his phone right now to participate.
Right? In like, are you kidding? It's ridiculous.
What? Dude, we're talking about you not eating box, dude.
Oh. No, I do.
No, we weren't. We were talking about that. We were talking about when I was mid-gluck on your fucking cock and you told me I had you.
Oh, my God.
You didn't hear me say this, Ty?
He has no...
I was taking a TV timeout.
He has no fucking...
So what happened was, I was already mid-game in Warzone with the boys. Right?
Relatable.
Dropping in. We're into a heat of shit. So this woman...
So you were going to die anyways.
No. No. Charlie was in the shitter. So I was taking some heat, bro. And my friends are yelling at me through the mic. Where you at? We're down. We need a pickup. We need a revive. And she's over here trying to unzip my pants. And I'm like focusing on both things. They're like, oh my God, he always does this. And I'm like, come on, bro.
Does that really matter if you're going to get a fucking nut out of it?
Dude, I don't know. I couldn't let the brotherhood down, dude. You never leave a soldier behind.
Wow.
I'm in the camp where I'd take the blowjob. I say, fuck it, it's a video
Thank
game.
Thank you, it's a fucking video game.
But Tyler sounds like he gets a blowjob every day and he's spoiled.
No, he doesn't, not every day. Because he's usually playing his Xbox and I offer usually every day, but.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's rough, bro.
Well, I hope the guys on your OnlyFans don't hear that part because they're going to fucking kill this guy.
Right?
Fucking kill him.
Whatever.
All right. Haley, how was your first podcast?
It was good. I loved it.
It went better.
I exposed myself a little bit. But
You what?
I feel like I exposed myself a little bit. Oh, what happened?
No, you're good.
Oh. But
no, I thought it went well. We got some funny tweets on there. And you know.
I did not expect the tweets to come out, but I'm glad
I had to come up with something creative to get this interview going.
You what?
I had to think of something creative to get this interview going.
I'm happy you did. It brought back some memories.
Dude, I don't want to read some of your fucking tweets.
No, and that's it, folks.
No way, Kimosabi.
I'm the one recording.
How do you feel about this? Do you still stand by this statement?
I edit these after.
On September 2nd, 2019, you said, all right, I'm going to say it. I don't believe in glaciers. Giant mountains of ice that move around on their own, right?
I stand by this. They never really explained those in school.
They kind of did very thoroughly.
Okay, what about 319?
Explain me a glacier, Haley.
A glacier? What about it?
How the fuck do they move?
What about Antarctica? It's a whole continent of ice.
They slowly melt.
From
and
the
it causes
bottom.
Erosion. So then when there's more, like when it erodes the area around it, it can move forward. So.
All right. What about this then? 3/19/19. Remember that time at Ice Cube was XXX? Not my XXX.
That was definitely drunk.
That's ballsy, that bro. That's ballsy calling out Cube like that.
Dude, fucking Vin Diesel's the only XXX, man.
12/1/18. Trust me when I say this. Girls are just as bad as guys, and a lot of times worse. I'm appalled and very unimpressed.
Very unimpressed.
You fucking asshole.
Wow.
Oh, here we go again. I remember on Twitter I called you a misogynist that not that long ago, and this is gonna back up my statement. Here we go. Women's hormones are the craziest thing. 11/19/18.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it. That wasn't that bad. But here we go. 10/12/18. I don't ever want to have a daughter. And if I do, she's going to community college.
Stand by it, dude. What are you talking about?
That's as far as I could get in the time that you were talking that whole
thing. That's what you were doing this whole entire time?
I was trying to expose him, and I couldn't find a lot.
Oh, you really got me with the glaciers thing.
Yeah, I don't think you did it very
well. I'm in a community on Facebook. It's like, instead of like the flat earthers, it's... the glaciers are not real. What are you guys doing?
Fixing it.
Our old camera thing kind of got a little biffed.
Oh, I was like this thing in the corner.
Huh?
Oh, what are you doing?
Looks good on my end.
Oh.
Whatever.
It's fine. We're living large.
All right.
Anything we just else? Can't see you anymore.
Ty, you got any famous last words?
Huh?
Do you have any famous?
I'm trying to wrap up this podcast so you can go back to playing Xbox.
Big Titty Baby, subscribe, please.
Ew, that was so fucking gross.
Yeah, I just wanted to cringe a little bit.
All right.
You cringed a lot. All
right, why don't you
say it? Bye.
Bye. Yeah,
peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantasize about this back in Chicago. Mercy, mercy me, that mercy will I go. That's me, the first year that I blow. How you say broken Spanish, me no I blow. Me drown sorry.